Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
Welcome to the Gary Zimek Show. So glad to be back with you here on the program. Today we're going to take a look at the Mass readings for the fourth Sunday of Easter. You know what's funny? Every time we do this program, last week's the third Sunday of Easter, this week's the fourth Sunday of Easter. It's just amazing how far along we are into the Easter season. Now, there are seven Sundays of Easter, and then that's followed by Pentecost Sunday, but it just seems like we're flying by throughout the season. And the good thing for us is that Easter does last 50 days in the eyes of the church. We have 50 days to better appreciate the resurrection of Jesus. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that on the show as well, because I think that's so critical that we remember that not only the fact that he is risen, that he defeated death, that he's bigger than death, which is probably the most severe or scary problem that any of us could come up with, but that because he rose from the dead, because he is resurrected, that means he is alive, and he promises us in Scripture before he ascends into heaven. We can read this in the last chapter of Matthew's Gospel, for example, when he says he's going to be with us until the end of time. So he is risen. He is with us. So that's really good. And it's critical that we understand that, because let's be honest, most of the problems that take away our peace, they're temporary. They're not going to last forever. But the resurrection reminds us that once we're through with this life, we're going to be able to live with the Lord forever in heaven. So that's a really good thing. And I'm so glad that we have 7 weeks of Easter to really explore this. But the theme today, at least the theme that I'm going to choose to talk about, and I read through all of the Mass readings for the fourth Sunday of Easter, and I believe the theme is this. This is what's coming through to me: choosing to follow Jesus. And for those of us who tend to like to control things, and look, I've shared with you the fact that I have a tendency to be anxious. I'm a worrier by nature. I'm one of those guys that tends to worry, and that's because I like to control things. But for those of us who like to control, most of what we're trying to control is beyond our control, and that's why we panic, and that's why we worry. But for those of us who like to control, we will be talking about on today's show, as we look at the readings for the fourth Sunday of Easter, something we can control. And that's to choose, to consciously choose to follow Jesus. We'll look at reasons why we should do it. But you know what? That choice is up to you and me. And a lot of times we sort of do it without really committing to it. You know, like, I'm a cradle Catholic. I was baptized into the Catholic faith when I was an infant. So I didn't choose to be baptized. And as a result, for many years, I just went along with the choices made for me by my parents, which, by the way, I'm very glad that they chose what they did. They chose to have me baptized. They chose to send me to Catholic school. I didn't want to do it. You know, I'll be honest, if I had a choice when I was younger, back in the days when I went to Catholic school, when we started, I had to wear a sport coat and a tie and dress pants. I would want to go to public school because my friends could wear what we used to call play clothes. You ever call them play clothes back in the day? But, you know, I just went along with my parents' choices. I didn't necessarily choose to follow Jesus until many years later when I made that conscious decision. And I think you and me, we all need to make that choice. We need to make it once to choose to follow Jesus. But then I believe we have to make it again every day after that. So every day when I wake up, I consciously choose to turn my attention to Jesus, to follow him, and to see where he leads me. And literally, I do that every day. I say my prayers. I listen to him speak to me through Scripture. I'm a big fan of the daily Mass readings. And I am able to go to daily Mass. And I always, before I hear his voice through Scripture at the Mass, I always ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, let me know. Let me know what you're saying to me today. And that way the Lord speaks to me, and that's how I, and then I have a decision to make. All right, how am I going to put into practice what you're telling me to do? So this is kind of a long-winded introduction, but that's what it's all about. It's that choice. Are you choosing? Do you choose to follow Jesus, to surrender your life to him? Again, we're going to look at reasons why that's a good idea on today's program. But why don't we pray? Because otherwise, we're never going to get the show started. I know the show didn't technically start yet, but I'm going to be quiet now. Would you join me in prayer? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we're so blessed to be in your presence today. Father, we don't always feel your presence in our lives. We don't always feel that you're all powerful. Sometimes we feel that our problems are bigger than you. Sometimes we don't feel that you love us. Sometimes we feel hopeless. But you know, Father, all of these feelings, our brain and our through faith tells us they're not accurate. They're not the truth. They're not anything more than feelings. Because in our mind, we know that you're present. We know that you love us. We know that you're all powerful. We know that you're with us everywhere. We know that our problems won't last forever. And Father, we ask that you let what's in our head, that knowledge of you, your presence, your power, your love, let that knowledge seep down to our heart so that we can feel it as well. But we realize that takes time. So until that happens, we'll be content to believe it with our minds through faith. Father, please take care of our needs. Please grant us the grace to avoid offending you by sin. Father, please look after our family, our friends. Please use us as your instruments to spread the good news in the world. Father, thank you for sending Jesus to us. As we go through the remainder of this program, I ask you to speak to us through your scriptures and help us to believe that Jesus is worthy of following. And then give us the grace we need to make that decision and say, yes, I will follow Jesus. Father, use me today to deliver that message. And we ask for all of these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm getting excited about this topic. Now, I'm going to tell you, before I started the program, I was scanning these readings, and I was having a hard time coming up with the exact theme that I would use. But I really do believe that this is all about choosing to follow Jesus. And I think that's why the church put all of these readings together. At least that's what I feel the Holy Spirit's telling me. We'll see what happens. Hey, my name is Gary Zimek. This is The Gary Zimek Show. And I'm so blessed to be your host and come to you every week at this time. If you want to find out more about my work, including finding out how to purchase my latest book, Give Up Worry for Good, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. While you're at it, you could sign up for my daily email devotional. It's called Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. It's free of charge. All you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com and submit your email address, and you will be all set. You'll hear from me once a day with a Bible verse and a little reflection to help you to deal with whatever it is that you're facing. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. By the way, I would love, now that travel is starting to open up a little bit, I'd love to come to speak at your parish or your conference or your retreat. Please visit my website, followingthetruth.com, and contact me through the website, and let's make that happen. I would love to start hitting the road again. Got my first trip coming up next month in over a year because things have been shut down, so I'm really thrilled to be able to get started again. But if you'd like to bring me in, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Okay, let's look at these readings for the fourth Sunday of Easter. As I do each week, I'm going to start with the gospel. We'll let the gospel lead. And as I look at the gospel today, it comes from John chapter 10, begins in verse 11. Other than the first two words, everything else is a direct quotation from Jesus. This is directly from the mouth of Jesus. So you're going to get really super stuff today in the gospel. John chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man, who is not a shepherd, and whose sheep are not his own, sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead. And they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father." So in this Bible passage, Jesus is essentially saying, "I am the good shepherd. I am shepherding my flock, not all of whom believe in me," you know, because there's going to be people who don't believe in Jesus, or to varying degrees. Some people may not believe everything that Jesus said, and they might not believe that the Catholic Church is the one true church founded by Jesus. Or there might be different doctrinal beliefs among Christian denominations where different groups will say, "Well, I don't really believe this about Jesus, or I don't believe that he said this, or what he really meant was this." So we've got varying disagreements as to, or varying degrees of following Jesus. And then there will be people who don't believe in Jesus at all. Jesus is still their shepherd. And it really falls upon us to share him with everyone that we can share him with, everyone who we can share him with. And he depends on us, because everybody deserves to know about Jesus. And that falls on you and me. That's our responsibility. But here's the reason why it's so important to follow Jesus. And he makes the case, very convincing case. "I care so much about you," he says. "I care so much about not just you in this life, in this world," he's speaking to us, "but I care about your eternal salvation." Jesus laid down his life on the cross to atone for our sins, to redeem us, so that we could live in heaven forever. He did that to draw us closer, to repair the damage done by sin, and to lead us back to the Father, and to allow us to one day live with him forever in heaven. That's the reason we should follow him, because he's so selfless that he puts us first. You know, and he was sent by the Father to come get us, to rescue us. And that's what a good shepherd does. He's not in this for himself. he didn't get a lot of joy out of dying on the cross. I mean, he experienced the joy that he knew he was redeeming us. He knew that he would rise again, but the physical pain was still there. The good shepherd. But now here's the thing. Just because he wants to lead you as a sheep back to your heavenly home, back to the Father. And that's just not when you die. That's in this life too. He wants to draw you close to him and then subsequently close to the Father. But just because he wants to do that, you have to make that decision. There's an old song. I have decided to follow Jesus. Boy, I've always liked that song. We don't hear it that much anymore. But when I was involved with prayer meetings back in the late 70s, we used to sing that. And it was catchy. But I have decided to follow Jesus. Have you decided? Not have you been baptized? Not are you Catholic? But have you decided to follow Jesus? Which literally means to follow him wherever he leads and do whatever he says. That's little tricky sometimes. Let's look at the first reading. But that conscious choice, that decision, is something you and I have control over. I have to choose to follow Jesus. It's not done for me. You know, my parents might have had me baptized, but they didn't make the decision for me. I have got to continue to renew that decision. And it's more than just going through the renewal of baptismal vows once a year at Easter. I got to really do it every day, and I have to really mean it. Or anyway, that's the challenge. Do I really choose to follow Jesus? The first reading comes from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verses 8 through 12. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Leaders of the people and elders, if we are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely by what means he was saved, then all of you and all the people of Israel shall know or should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name this man stands before you healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone." Reference to the Old Testament book of Psalms there. The stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. So all salvation comes from you and me accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. That's surrender to Jesus. We got to do it. When we are baptized, and this is a Catholic teaching, when we are baptized, we receive sanctifying grace. We receive the Holy Spirit for the first time. So unlike our Protestant brothers and sisters who believe that they receive the Holy Spirit when they accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and some of them will say, "I was saved on that day," Catholics experience that incorporation into the church, that reception of the Holy Spirit, that reception of sanctifying grace, that transformation into a new creation. We experience that when we're baptized, but we still are required to make that conscious choice to follow Jesus, because there is no other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. But if you noticed in that reference to the Old Testament book of Psalms, Jesus was rejected. He was rejected by many people, and he still is. We just got to make sure we're not one of those people who, even though we're going to church still, who rejects him by not literally following him each day. And that can be challenging. The responsorial psalm, here we go, Psalm 118. And this is, you can see the tie. This is the psalm that was cited in that first reading. The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, the life, the foundation of the church. He's it. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have been my Savior. See that? He wants to be your Savior. He is the good shepherd. But you've got to make that decision. Yes, Lord, I surrender to you. I turn my life over to you. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus was sent. He was sent into the world by God to redeem us, to save us. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have been my Savior. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his kindness endures forever. The stone rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone. You know, it's kind of amazing. And honestly, this shows you how much Jesus loves us. He loves us too much to take away our free will. And that's because he wants a real relationship with us. He doesn't want something that we are forced into. And that is an incredible gift. It might not feel like it, but it's the basis for a real relationship. If Jesus would take away our free will and didn't give us a choice to reject him, in order to be able to love him and to accept him and to surrender to him, we also, conversely, what? We have to have the ability to reject him. That's quite a risk he took. And many of us have rejected him at one point or another. Many of us choose to reject him, not always consciously, but it's sort of a subconscious thing sometimes. Anytime we sin, we reject him. Anytime we choose to do something that goes against the will of the Father, we're rejecting Jesus, you know? There are a number of opportunities to do that. It's not necessarily always a one-time thing. Yes, I've chosen to reject Jesus. I don't go to church anymore. I don't read the Bible. I don't believe. You know, it's not always that. Sometimes we reject him a little bit at a time. But that is what goes along with free will, with the free will that he gave us. So are you ready to follow him, to love him? And we've talked about this before, to believe in him. What does it mean to believe in him? It means to not just believe that he existed, but to listen to him. And as we follow him, to hear what he has to say. I had an incident yesterday where I was getting angry at somebody. In my mind, I thought, you know what? Here's what I want to do. I want to send this email because this person did something wrong. And, you know, I prayed about it. It's hard. Sometimes it's hard to even pray about these things because you're so, you ever get like that? You're just so bubbling over with anger and you think, I'm just going to defend myself and I'm going to say a thing or two. But what I've learned over the years, it took me a long time. It's been a painful process. But I've learned to ask the Holy Spirit for help. And then I've learned to just back off a little and give the Holy Spirit some time to work on me. So I didn't send the email right away and I prayed about it. And ultimately, I chose a different approach. And I think that was a really good thing. But I could feel the Spirit working through me, telling me that you really shouldn't say what you feel like saying. And I was glad that I went along with the Spirit on this one. Anyway, let's look at the second reading. It's from the first letter of John, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God, yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. See that? That rejection? The world did not recognize. Many in the world didn't recognize Jesus, and they rejected him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And that is a reminder for us all that we don't exactly know the ins and outs of heaven. We don't know what a glorified body will really look like. We don't know how we're going to recognize our loved ones, our friends in heaven. We don't know how we're going to spend our time. We don't fully understand what heaven is all about. There's a lot of mystery there, but that's where the faith comes in. That's where we have to choose, again, that free will, choose to follow and to listen to Jesus. Are you willing to do that? Nobody can make you do that. I can't do it. Jesus will not even make you do that. Only you can do that. Do you choose to follow Jesus? Now, with that in mind, I will give you some advice. Choosing to follow Jesus and listen to him is the only way you're going to ever have peace, not just in this life, but in the life to come. Because if you choose not to, if you consciously choose to not follow him, you're going to hurt your chances for ever being able to live with him in heaven. So we want to be careful about that. And I've said it on the show, if you try your best and ask the Holy Spirit to help you and follow Jesus every day, you will get to heaven. You will. And you can rejoice in that as long as you're trying. But if you're not trying, then really all bets are off. But let's keep trying. Let's keep trying. Let's choose Jesus. Let's surrender our lives to him. And let's let him flood us with his peace, which is what he wants to do. Following God's will, meaning when you're following Jesus, you are automatically. If you listen to Jesus, you listen to the Father. And when you do that, that's how you're going to find peace in this life. Okay? It's really a good deal. So I want you to choose to follow Jesus. Make that commitment. If you haven't done so, make it today and really make it every day when you pray in the morning. And please pray in the morning. It doesn't have to be long, but just say, Jesus, thank you for giving me a new day. I surrender to your will today. Your will be done. Lead me, Lord. Lead me wherever. And then expect him to lead you. So whatever happens in your day, he is allowing to happen in your life, and he could bring good out of it, even if it doesn't seem good. Okay? Hey, if you have questions, Gary at followingthetruth.com is my email address. I had to think about that for a minute. And also, please, I would ask you to consider, if you haven't done so, consider becoming a monthly sponsor of my ministry. I really need you to keep going in these challenging times. So if you're able to do that and you haven't done so, and my work has helped you and you want to see me stick around so that I can help other people to grow closer to Jesus, please visit followingthetruth.com and click on donate. You can either become a monthly sponsor or make a one-time donation. And I always personally respond to anybody who has made any kind of a donation. So you will hear from me personally through email if you have if you've made a donation. I'm very, very grateful for your support, because that's the only reason I'm still able to do what I do full time. It's been challenging, but the Lord through you is providing for me at this time when speaking, which was a big source of my income, when speaking is just about shut down. So I thank you in advance for your support. I thank you for your prayers. And know that I pray for you. I pray for you every day. And I need your prayers, just as I need your donations. I need your prayers to keep going. Okay? Have yourself a wonderful week. Remember, make that choice to follow Jesus, because he is the good shepherd. And Lord willing, I look forward to being back with you next week right here on The Gary Zimek Show. Have a fantastic week. Remember, choose to follow Jesus. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.